Broadcasting from the super secret underground bunker at World Headquarters, this is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
Stand by. Accessing primary security protocols. Your access has been approved. Welcome to Level 11P7.
Welcome everyone to this episode of Level 11P7, our season finale.
The double dose.
The double dose of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight, the episode SOS. And
part one, part two.
Quite a bit of stuff happening tonight.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah. And things. Spoilers. Things also happened.
Spoilers. Stuff and things. Spoilers. Yes. Well, we are gonna have spoilers tonight, as we do every week. But first of all, here's what I would like to do. This is pretty much our last weekly episode for the summer. We go into the summer and do maybe one or two a month. But here's what I would like to put out into the universe before we get started. And this is going to require some audience participation. Our email address, level11d7@scififorme.com. Do you have any interest in watching this podcast as we record? We've been talking about doing some other things with our YouTube channel and putting some video out and doing some live stream stuff. And so we've been talking about possibly throwing cameras up, and we've done this a couple of times before during this show, but we've been talking a little bit about putting cameras up and recording video when we record the podcast. So what we would like, we're going to do an audience poll, kind of like a death poll, but audience poll, how many of you would prefer, or if it was offered as an option, if you would like to watch us as we do this thing, what we do. And with that, we're going to do it. We're going to start talking here. Cammie Settle is here in the studio.
How you doing?
Dan Handley is here.
Hello.
Maya Aides is here.
Good evening.
Tim Harvey.
Hello.
And my name is Jason Hunt. The usual gang of meddling kids in the studio tonight, which has been rearranged.
Yes, totally.
Yes.
So would that include, would the cameras include what we do during break? Or is that dark time?
And would I have to wear a clown wig?
Well,
no.
You mean like no, but you would have to put on pants.
Oh man!
Well, I get to think of, we could, if we're putting it on YouTube, it's not a live thing unless we stream it live on YouTube while we record. In which case, yeah, if we were doing it now, it would be on YouTube now as we record it. So that's always an option as well. If anybody would prefer to see it live while we do this.
How many people stay up that late?
In which case, we would actually have to start on time.
That's so much pressure.
How?
Let's just,
well,
let's just
we
record
would
it.
Have to, but so,
let's not get crazy here.
Exactly.
Speaking of crazy,
yeah. Oh, did somebody say jiaying?
A little bit tonight. Well, yes.
Oh, yeah, there was plenty of crazy to spread around.
Yes, there was.
Actually, there was.
They were sharing.
There was
oh, Ward, God. And yeah. There was,
well, yes, there was Ward and 33, and there was there was the worst per, you know, we, everybody thinks their parents are the worst at some point in their life, but it is always nice to know that my parents, at no point did my parents plot genocide or kill hundreds of people just, you know, to try and protect the family.
Or try to take your life essence.
Or try to suck, the very life energy out of me.
Well, I don't know. That may have happened a couple of times.
Okay, emotional vampirism is a different thing.
That's true.
I can't speak for my parents, as they've never, if they have, they haven't told me yet.
That they took your life essence?
Well, or that they planned world domination or whatever.
Or
they scrubbed your memory.
They could have scrubbed my memory. They're good at that.
Magical place. Do you have any magical places?
Yeah, exactly.
I know quite a few magical places. One of them actually happens to be called Tahiti, believe it or not.
See, I think that's a dead giveaway right there.
We had two and a half weeks, where we did a cross-country trip to Washington, D.C. and back when I was in 19-something-something.
You don't have to say that. You could just say how old you were.
But I don't recall... Well,
back in the 1900s.
I'm thinking about it. I can't remember if I was 13 or 14. I was in junior high-ish, somewhere in there.
Sometime last century.
But I don't recall any world domination plans when we were in D.C.
But again, you don't recall.
That's true. Mm. There is a lot of my childhood I do not recall.
Plenty of places they could have hit.
But of course, now sci-fi for me is your plan for world domination.
That's right. Totally. That's right.
Yes. Well, you're moved
so
on
they've programmed
things.
You well.
Yeah. Yes. Well, see, and it's funny because my mother will tell stories about, you know, dozens of this happened and you did this. And everything. And I have no memory of it whatsoever. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Which is exactly how they planned it.
she had
such
strategic
a common
use
refrain.
Of the neuralizer. There.
She's telling those stories to check and see whether or not your real
whether
memories have returned.
Whether it's holding.
And as long as they haven't, you'll be allowed to continue to operate.
Okay. No. They're false memories. They're planting false memories.
I don't have any memories. I don't have. My memory is really like Swiss cheese. And you know, no damage, no physical, no nothing. It just
no, like car
just,
crashes that.
No, I
tweaked your neck.
Or not that you can remember.
I just don't remember. I just don't remember my childhood very much.
I'm pretty much the same way, though. I think I probably just blocked a lot of it out.
Well, that could be. That could be it, too.
We haven't gone into plot yet.
No, we're talking crazy.
Yeah, talking.
We are digressing.
Well, you know, we get on the subject of crazy, and get on the subject of crazy families and family crazy good.
Oddly, it does
kind of fit.
But you know what? The plot was really, really simple. And if you think about it.
But there was a lot that happened.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that happened, but the plot itself.
Yeah.
Somebody took notes.
Somebody did.
We don't know who, and we wish they were here tonight, because it would be so much more helpful if they were actually here, but someone somewhere did, yes. Statistically speaking.
As we've established, I've written so small on my notes. So tiny notes.
Considering it's on one single note card.
One single note card
for
2 hours.
I do need a magnifying glass to read it.
I will
give her a chance to like ease into that microscopic writing, because basically we pick up exactly where we left last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where... Sky's mom has killed Gonzalez.
Yes.
And has faked being shot.
Yep.
And declares, this is war! And institutes the stupidest plan this side of most comic books. Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you really feel about this.
Well, on the list of plans that are doomed to fail, this one's pretty high. Because if you declare war on, because her whole plan is to declare war on S.H.I.E.L.D. Because this will make the Inhumans safe.
Yeah.
In the world with the Avengers.
Right.
And the world with, you know, because this will make them safe.
She's insane.
She's insane. But the sad thing is that there are all these people who are following her.
Yeah.
And they are brainwashed.
Although we don't see that many people.
They're not brainwashed. But
they've drunk the Kool-Aid.
They've drunk the Kool-Aid, and they've learned to trust her even when it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
So she starts manipulating people right away.
Yes.
At the onset of this. So it's just after she's been shot by herself. And Sky runs up, and she's like, Mom, are you okay? Oh, yeah, that guy shot me. And she makes sure that the right people find him.
Yes.
She doesn't want Sky to go running in there and seeing what happened, because obviously she'll see that Gonzalez is turned to stone, and something's fishy, right?
They didn't even go for the ELO song. I was very disappointed.
And unfortunately, we can't sing it because of copyright, but...
Well, there's a... Have you seen the clip... the Flash clip. I know we're crossing publishers here. The Flash clip where Barry is asking Captain Cold for help, for this week's episode, and the song that comes in on the jukebox is Cold as Ice.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and back to the story here.
I exist to derail conversations.
We digress on this show. Yeah. That's what happens.
Hmm. Well, ultimately, Jia Ying convinces Sky that this is really happening the way she said it had happened, and Sky chooses to be on her side. She chooses the Inhumans, and you know when May comes up to say, "Hey, you need to stand down," she and May
to some degree kind of pushes her into that to some degree.
Yeah, it was kind of early days for early moments. And May says, you need to stand down. And she says, no, I don't. And they had a great fight scene, by the way.
That was a good fight scene.
That was really good. On the flip side, Mac is trying to leave S.H.I.E.L.D. at this time, and he kind of gets sucked back in. He decides to stick around for a while. I think it's because he just can't.
As they do.
Yes.
Physically get off the ship at this point. And we get the first glimpse of Jia Ying's true talent.
Yes.
Or the true secret behind her longevity is when she has to heal by taking somebody else's life essence.
And there's no remorse.
Where have we seen that before?
She actually bears a lot of resemblance to what Selene, I want to say from Selene from New Mutants.
Dark Crystal.
Well, in other in other stories, in other movies of the TV
been,
show.
Oh, a lot the, of yeah, there's been
every vampire movie.
Yeah, well, yeah, soul vampires or energy vampires or salt vampires from Star Trek.
You know, it's kind of funny because Maya just posted a recap of Grimm,
right?
Where you had a Jack the Ripper demon possessing people, and it was like, well, oh, hey,
Sean Renard.
That was like Star Trek, Wolf of the Fold. And it hits me, maybe all of these stories now are just copies of Star Trek.
Well, but in all fairness to...
The stories were around before Star Trek.
The stories were a lot longer than that.
No, I like my version better.
This is okay.
Sure. But the only thing is...
And I control the microphones, so...
The only problem with that theory is... They don't identify who's going to die by the red shirts.
True. True.
There has to be some other cue.
It's a Whedon show. Nobody's got to have any kind of indicator.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Surprise, you're dead.
So, back to the plot.
Yeah.
Well, tonight, my favorite character, and I hate to say it because I didn't really like him. I liked what he was doing, but he was just a weird character to begin with. But... I've just gone blank.
Kyle MacLachlan steals the show.
He did such an amazing job. Yeah. So, you know, he's just doing this whole creepy, I'm in my own head singing the Daisy Daisy Bicycle Built for Two. And and he has given himself, last episode, he gave himself over to S.H.I.E.L.D. as part of the exchange.
When they knew that he had taken three vials of something or other.
Right. We all knew this would end extremely well without any
sure, no
issues.
Repercussions. Yeah, right. That's right. Well, they test the vials, and they find out it's some kind of concoction of cough syrup and extra caffeine. And he's just
and horse testosterone or something like that. and a drop of peppermint.
And a drop of peppermint.
Yeah, I liked that little addition.
But, you know, he was just clearly trying to mix some things in there that he thought would give him some special powers. And it ultimately kind of backfires on him. It stops his heart. And when they give
Although
him
maybe that was his plan.
It might have been. Well, no, because he said...
Oh,
when
yeah,
they
yeah.
Gave him the
That's
injection,
what I was missing, yeah.
Yeah, so they gave him this injection to
adrenaline.
To restart his heart, and he goes into these convulsions, and then he gets up, and he's Mr. Hyde.
He does
I like
a mini
how
Hulk.
His nails changed.
Yeah, well, his hands were a little thicker. And
yeah, his fingernails were changed.
He got that Neanderthal look in
his
eyebrow.
His neck. In fact, it looks like they added prosthetics to pretty much his entire head.
Yeah, they made him a lot thicker through all the bone structure.
He was mini Hulk.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he does look a lot like. I mean, he looks, to some degree, he actually bears a physical resemblance to the character in the comic at that point. Hmm. So.
But even in that character, he did such a great job.
Oh, yeah. You
know? Oh, yeah.
He's fabulous. Yeah.
You missed I don't know where it came, where the order was, but the Jia Ying and Reyna scene. Right.
Oh, that's true. Right. That's true.
Well, that's a little bit later, but yeah.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Jia Ying and Reyna are talking, and Reyna confronts her and says, you know, look, I've seen the future. I know what you become. I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And my role is to reveal the truth. You know, I'm never going to lead the people, but I'm going to be the angel. And that's when Jia Ying slits her throat, and just so happens that Skye's been watching this whole thing. And that's when Skye decides that she's picked the wrong side.
Yeah. Mama gone crazy.
Yeah. So then Mom has her bonked on the head and hauled off somewhere else to keep her safe.
Well, they take her with them when they go to...
Right. Quote, unquote,
to
safe.
The shield, to the boat, to the...
Right.
what do you call that boat? It's a big boat with a landing thing.
The oversized dinghy.
Yeah. That's it.
It's a mega dinghy.
I'll say.
And then...
She's trying to read this.
I'm sorry, you're skipping around on the story.
Well, we got to keep it going. We've got 20 minutes to do.
Well, help me out here.
Plot. Okay, so
keep going.
Okay, so then we get there, and now we've got Hyde is in the super secret bunker, and all,
yes.
And then humans have gone to the not the helicarrier, but the big
aircraft carrier.
Yeah, big boat.
Yes. Yep.
Cal, actually, Coulson and Cal have some nice scenes in here.
Yes.
And all the scenes for the two of them.
Once he gets him pinned by a big vehicle,
yeah. Well, before
held
we get
by
to there,
a battering yeah. ram. And
well, Coulson has finally figured out that Jia Ying is the real monster and that
yes.
Cal has basically spent his entire life cleaning up her messes and taking the rap for a lot of the stuff or doing what she says in
yes.
order to save the family. And so... So that's when Coulson starts appealing to his one common driving force, which is to keep Skye or Daisy safe.
Yeah.
And so he does finally get through to him, even in his Mr. Hyde form. And basically he says, Cal says, okay, let me help you.
Yeah.
So Coulson
that
is
was Coulson's
Hyde's Black
brave.
Widow.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Yes. Well, it's interesting because it's almost, it's two fathers, even though Coulson is, and that's one of the questions that Hyde asks Coulson,
right.
has he ever had kids?
Right.
Yeah, there's a father and a father figure.
Oh, you know, yeah. And so, and which one of them is the one who's actually being a father for Skye
mm-hmm.
is what it kind of comes down mm-hmm. to some degree.
And in the end, both of them.
And the recognition of how Phil Coulson is serving that role. I think it's a large part that's what helps.
Yeah.
Right. Bring Cal back.
Right.
So
let's talk about Bobby's predicament. That was pretty brutal.
That was hard to watch.
So the last episode, she was hijacked by Ward and Kara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've got her hands strapped to a table, and they have administered some medication to her so she won't feel anything
for a while.
And yet they're just slowly inserting these needles underneath her fingernails. And they're trying to get her to apologize to Kara for making a call that she basically saved several agents' lives. But
at
she
her
had
expense.
She
a
had
couple
to,
of dozen.
But, and she didn't even know that Kara was in the safe house that she basically turned over to Hydra.
Right.
And so she holds out for quite a long time, and then she... Now, I don't know, how did she escape those shackles?
I don't know. We don't see
the
how
same
she
way that Cal escaped from his holding cell.
Okay. It was hand waving thing.
Yeah,
okay.
We just don't see that.
We escaped somehow.
We cut that scene because it doesn't matter.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is oh my God, they're free.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
On the cutting room floor.
Because Ward comes in to taunt her a little bit more. He tells her Kara's sleeping, and she essentially she acts like she's still bolted to the table, but she's not. She
smashes his head on the table.
Gives him a run for his money.
And I have to say, that fight scene was extremely brutal.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
And I think that if we'd had any questions about where S.H.I.E.L.D., the Marvel Universe, is willing to go
mm-hmm.
on network television as opposed to, say, what we've got with Daredevil, their physical damage is done, and it stays done to the characters through the course of the episode. I mean,
instead of disappearing
immediately. I would say that Daredevil kicked open that door in a way that if we had not had that, we probably wouldn't be pushing what we could see on network TV. I think post-Daredevil, we can get a little bit further down that brutality road as opposed to what we had before Daredevil. So the Marvel Universe is now going to be pre-Daredevil, post-Daredevil.
I think you're right to a point. I don't know that necessarily NBC is going to be significantly influenced by a Netflix series.
Well, no, NBC won't be.
Well,
ABC.
I mean NBC, whatever. Whatever one of these three network name, three, you know, they're all the same anymore.
XYZ, PDQ.
So, but I don't really see that being a whole lot of big part of their plan is, yes, let's bow to Netflix, which actually had, you know.
No, I don't think it's so much following their example, but I'm thinking they're looking at what's acceptable and successful over on the Netflix model, and you're able to actually, because we saw this with cable TV, with
sure,
you know
sure,
like
sure.
HBO's Showtime and you know, all of those where you get
yeah,
some of the original stuff. It shows the public is willing to accept more, push the boundaries,
than we network. Didn't just shoot this episode.
Right.
This episode wasn't shot mm-hmm. after. Mm-hmm.
No, but it was shot after Daredevil.
Yeah, but
no, not after it aired, though. It couldn't have been.
Yeah, this was shot months ago. So there's no way that this was like, you know, a reaction to Daredevil in any way, shape, or form.
They were shooting this episode, if I remember seeing a tweet from Ming-Na Wen, I think they were shooting this episode in March?
Which was months ago.
It's only 2 months, a month and
Daredevil
a half ago.
Yeah, but Daredevil has only been out for...
Daredevil was out...
like a month ago.
Beginning of April.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it was already done.
Yes, but,
sure,
but the audience reaction to it hadn't happened.
So they're,
right,
but the
network had already seen it.
Yeah, but the network isn't going to make that decision based on that. They're already going to have shot the episode. They're already made the decision. We saw some of this stuff in a previous episode when we're dealing with Sky's fight scene that we saw. Was it... last week or the previous week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the video game fight.
The video
scene.
Game fight.
Oh,
scene.
Yeah, which
yeah.
we had a little bit of that this time too.
Yeah, we did. So I'm going to say, I don't think it has anything to do with Daredevil's reaction. I think it's just them going, here, you've got the kind of characters now. You've got, you know, you've got not only have you got May and Ward, but you've got
right.
May and Bobby and so you're able to do these in 33. So you've got these
right.
fight scenes where you're allowed to sit there. And if you're going to have these kind of characters, they're going to be more punishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to end up with these characters who are going to take more and leave more of a mark. I don't think it has anything to do with Daredevil.
Well, and I think also, too, that the manifestation of Sky, Daisy's fight scenes, I think they're deliberately doing that whole video game thing with her because you don't see that with any of the rest of the characters.
Right. Well, and this
that's got to be something connected
specific
to her
power.
It's going
to
be the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
thing.
Video game coming out this fall.
First person Daisy.
First, there we go. There we go. That's exactly what we need.
The Daisy shooter.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
Daisy.
I just want the theme song to be that slowed down HAL version.
Oh, yes.
Daisy.
Every time I hear that song,
Daisy.
I think of HAL.
Good morning, Dr. Chandra.
I'm ready for my first lesson.
Take a stress pill.
Where are we on the plot?
Okay,
completely derailed.
So Bobby's escaped. She's kicking the crap out of Ward and vice versa. But they do capture her and subdue her and tie her to a chair.
Because 33 comes into the mix as well.
Yeah. And so
right.
She's fighting the both.
If it had been just
and
Ward.
And she's not willing to kill Bobby. She's given the gun. The opportunity's there. And she's like, you know, this isn't going to bring me closure.
Well, because Bobby didn't care about dying. She wanted to take something from her.
Sure. And it's a really interesting thing because there's that discussion that Bobby and Ward have about how... And 33 have it's about how Ward is shaping her into him.
Right,
right.
He's doing the same thing to her as was done to him, which
right.
is the, you know, convincing her that the, you know, he's everyone else is to blame. Do not take responsibility for your own actions.
Mm-hmm. I made you do this.
And
closure is important.
Pulling out that part, you know, blocking off that part of her that knows that if she had been in Bobby's position, and had to make that decision, mm-hmm. she would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they're trained to do.
Yeah, right. But now it's personal because it was you
personal.
In that house. Yeah. Well, they essentially use Bobby as a booby trap. Decide that if she doesn't care about dying, they won't kill her, but they'll kill somebody that she cares about.
And they're going to make her watch.
Make her watch. And so the idea is that whoever comes to rescue her will open the door, and she'll watch them get their head blown off by a gun that's pointed at the door.
Which is actually a little too low to blow their head off. Unless they come in really, really low.
Well, we don't have forensics on that.
She's sitting in a chair.
It also depends on the height of the person that comes in
the
door.
It was like 20 feet back, though.
If you know you're going into a place.
It should have been pointed up.
And if you're coming in armed,
uh-huh.
I've seen plenty of times when they come in low to the ground,
crouched.
It would make perfect sense. You have the gun pointed. Right.
Sure, if you're not going up against a person who knows you're going to do exactly that because they've been trained.
Well, they are Hydra and Shield, and everybody's trained the same way. I mean, come on.
Yes, right. That's what I'm saying. It's like they're gonna come in low. Well, aren't we all going to come in low? Yes. Then why are we going to come in low? That's dumb. They know we're going to do that. So, yes.
Well, it also depends on the height of the person that kicks the door in.
The height works out extremely well for what happens to Bobby, which is why the gun is that height.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yes.
If the gun was actually at coming through the door head height, she wouldn't be able to do what she does.
Yeah. Well,
which is?
They do find her, and Hunter decides she's behind door number three, and she essentially...
The other one has a tiger.
Moves the chair enough to take the bullet in her back instead of him taking it in the head or wherever it's going
to
hit him.
Head. It was supposed to be a head shot.
Yep. And she lives.
Wait,
barely. Just barely.
Meanwhile, May has set up... No, May has set 33
awesome
up in yep. a particularly crafty
very
way.
Clever.
Which, unfortunately, for Agent 33, means that she is an encounter with Ward while wearing May's face. And Ward does what Ward does, and he unloads pretty much a clip into her gut.
Yep.
Small problem.
It wasn't May.
It was 33. So, hey, whoops. Yep.
You just killed your girlfriend.
Killed your girlfriend. And
he doesn't bounce back too well from that either.
No, he does not react well.
No. Well, it wasn't his fault.
Yeah. And yeah, he ain't still. Taking the blame for it either.
Well, no, but it is going to fuel his rage.
Yes, it will. And because can I go to the end?
Oh, sure. Why not? We're bouncing all over the place
now. We're
going to
come back anyway. But you know, Ward is the new Hydra. He's reforming.
Well,
they can't find any of the old Hydra people to follow, and then the guys are like, "Hey, nobody's in charge. We're not hanging around for this." And Ward's like, BS, I'm in charge.
You know, the interesting thing is a lot of people had speculated at various points throughout the last two seasons as to whether or not Ward would become Taskmaster. And I think this episode pretty much puts the kibosh on that.
Oh, yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah. Does it set him up to be some other character in the Marvel comics universe, or are we setting him on his own new unique path, trying to take the reins of Hydra himself?
I think he's on his own path right now. He doesn't seem to stand in for any particular character at this point. I mean, Taskmaster, I'm pretty sure Taskmaster's identity was revealed at some point, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the vast majority of the viewing audience is never going to know. Even if they read the comics, they're just going to remember Taskmaster. They're not going to remember. You know.
Well, even they haven't even dropped the name Mockingbird.
Right. So I mean, you could so Ward could become Taskmaster without there being any big, you know, continuity issues. It's perfectly. It's, you know, there's something about having a enemy who is it is personal. And you know each other, and the quote unquote respected enemy, the one that you know how they think, and that's good and bad,
and you know how crafty they are, and
yeah,
how good they are.
So I don't have a problem with him being, and I don't see him ending up running. Hydra will come back, and just because they can't find names and whatever, I don't think he won't end up the grand poobah of Hydra, but.
Yeah, he's getting his own little Lost Boy band together.
Yeah,
though.
There you go. Ward's Lost Boys. Yeah, there's one.
Ooh, does that make him Peter Pan?
Possibly.
He's a lot scarier than Peter Pan that was on.
That would make Coulson a
time.
Hook. Right?
Oh, touche.
Oh, I actually
very
think
bad.
That works.
That's so funny.
See, you set him up, and I knock him down.
There you go.
Because we'll get to why that works in a minute.
Yeah.
After this break. Yes, we will continue here because we've
we have a little bit more plot to talk about.
Yeah, we do. Well, it's a two hour episode, and we've done a little bit of bouncing around in the plot. We've done some bouncing and analysis, and that's pretty much the way these conversations go.
Just take notes like I do.
Yeah, that's how it is. So we are going to take a real quick break. You can hear some notes and things and begs and pleas for you to listen to other shows in our repertoire, and we will be right back with part two of Level 117 right after this.
Podcasting is our superpower. This is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
All right, you all listening to Level 117, you are no doubt true believers of some stripe, as are we, and some of you are probably even fans of the Distinguished Competition. So, now that the first wave of DC Comics television shows are on the air, it's time to talk about them. Our new DC TV podcast, we call it The Rogues Gallery, and you can hear that same place you hear everything else, right here on Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
Hi, folks. My name is Timothy Hardy, and I am one of the co-hosts of H2O, the weekly show about everything genre that I host with Mr. Jason Hunt. And we talk about pretty much anything you need to hear about or want to hear about or didn't know you needed to hear about in the world of sci-fi, fantasy, horror, science fiction, all these great things that we cover every week. And it is just a opportunity for you to tune in and listen to some really, really fun stuff. H2O, scififorme.com. We'd love to have you listen.
Hi, this is Jason Hunt, and if you're one of the dedicated listeners for this show, first of all, thank you. Second, you are sharing with others, are you not? And you should be aware by now, we have many shows as part of Sci-Fi for Me Radio, our Marvel discussion on Level 117, the DC chat on the Rogues Gallery, Sci-Fi for Chicks talking about various topics, which we also do in mixed company on the Echo Chamber, and H2O, which is our one-on-one discussion between Mr. Harvey and myself, now syndicated over at Amazing Stories Magazine. Sci-Fi for Me Radio is more than one show, and we'd like to invite you to join us for all of it, or at least try it out and see what you think. And also check out Sci-Fi for Me TV, that's our YouTube channel, where we have interviews, convention panel video, and Week in Review, where we deliver a digest of the news of the week. All part of giving you the most bang for your buck. Oh yeah, wait, no, it's free. So check it out, Sci-Fi for Me Radio and Sci-Fi for Me TV, all part of scififorme.com, your portal to the science fiction multiverse.
And now, back to Level 117, the only 100% Hydra-free podcast on the internet. Hail Hydra!
And we're back with Level 117, the second half in a two-part episode. Double episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Well, it all went together as one episode. They called it part one and part two, but the way it aired, it didn't really show that it was part one and part two.
It went really fast.
It went really smooth. And it did go fast. I was surprised when it was coming to a close.
Back in those heady days of the 70s and 80s and 90s when pilots and season finales were all 2 hours long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I missed those days. You had to watch it then.
I miss those days.
I just miss the 80s.
And I still am waiting for the modern day equivalent of Best of Both Worlds. That finale is still one of the penultimate.
Cliffhangers. It is rare that you are going to get a real cliffhanger.
Although we did get a little bit of a shock tonight, but it wasn't a cliffhanger.
Right, no. It is a cliffhanger to a degree. Yeah. But you're not gonna get that kind of thing where if they cancel the show? Oh my god, if they cancel the show.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Mr. Worf, fire. Yeah.
And that's it for Star Trek. And sorry, we're not going to bring back Next Generation next season. And
no!
And you're never going to know how it's going to end.
In some alternate universe, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's get back to the ship.
Okay. Shall we get back to the ship?
Sure.
Who
are we shipping?
Yeah.
Well, we're shipping Fitz and Simmons.
No. Okay,
looks like Fitz and Simmons are shipping.
Okay. Fitz and Simmons are shipping each other. Just step away from the microphone. You're going to hurt.
Okay. Let's get back to the oversized canoe.
Okay.
Yes.
Fitz and Simmons, and Fitz is getting ready to go off and do the mission. And poor Simmons.
She's conflicted.
She tries really hard, but she brings up topics in all the wrong time. She's like me.
Timing is terrible.
Timing is terrible.
It's an emergency.
Let's talk about us.
And Fitz actually calls her and he's like,
Yeah.
You want to do this now?
Yeah.
All this time, and now is when you want to talk.
Right.
Really?
Well, up until this time, she's been worried about aliens.
Yes.
For no reason whatsoever. Clearly, she's exaggerating the threat. There's no reason to fear anything alien on this show. We've established that, right?
Well, you know.
No.
Oh, wait, what?
That made me think about something.
Go ahead. Yes.
Can we do the spoiler now about this?
About the
about
ending?
Gemma? Yeah. Because so here's the
we've
stone.
Been jumping around.
So
the cargo hold of the ship.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes stone.
The,
sometimes
the stone that the stone that SHIELD has had for decades.
Yes.
And
yes. We're
nobody
not
has studied.
Yes. Stop.
Right. Uh-huh.
That
yes, right.
keeps
right.
changing sure. shape. Uh-huh. Liquid
yeah.
like.
Hmm? Yeah, it melts into liquid. It comes reforms.
Back.
That we actually have Max say that they're never letting the cage open.
Open
it's going to completely sealed.
Yes.
Right. Uh-huh. All right.
For a thousand years.
And right. that it said that it would be the has the power to end the Inhumans.
Right.
Right.
Which
and
they said, but they also never told us what how.
No. Right. Nobody right. knows uh-huh. what it does or how it does it. But the Inhumans fear this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the humans don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason,
studied it.
The Inhumans think it's going to be the end of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So now, if the stone only eats Inhumans.
No, it destroys them.
Destroys them.
In some way.
In some way.
Way. Doesn't say, they didn't
possibly
say
possibly in
us.
Its liquid form.
Probably.
Again,
well, we
a throwback to the Star Trek series.
So how did it get out?
Fitz
was leaning up against the thing, and he accidentally released the catch.
It's in such an it's so hermetically sealed.
Uh huh. Right. It is such a secure containment field
that,
right.
that in
the,
an awkward
the
moment,
clumsy Englishman.
Yep.
Scott.
The clumsy Scott trying to ask the girl out for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Manages to release the alien
trips the
thing.
Trips
he what's
the
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And didn't quite notice that he had done that. He just, it was an awkward,
okay.
it slipped.
Okay, so clearly right. the case is made of hand wavium. I get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
And
transparent hand wavium.
I know.
I thought it was an odd touch that when he left, he closed the door. The door had been open this whole time when they were mm-hmm. talking. Mm-hmm. He goes and he innocently closes the door, but that was
it's a
symbol.
It's a setup.
He's in on it.
He's in on it.
He's a Hydra agent.
No, oh.
He's
no.
an alien.
No, he.
Well,
yeah,
ultimately, what happens is that the rock turns back to liquid. It presses open the door, and Gemma is consumed and sucked back into the rock.
So maybe
eaten
she's.
Like an
what if she were an Inhuman?
Well, I think she's going to end up getting powers, the same things that she condemned earlier.
Yeah,
and well, it's through her that she could. She has the ability to destroy the Inhumans.
Ooh.
That would be how the how
that's
it could
one,
destroy
that's
them.
That's one possibility.
Like it'll spit her back out, looking all normal like, and
I don't know. I thought, boy, wouldn't that be ironic? Because this did have some irony in this.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's going to give her powers, or
no,
maybe
I think
it
that
possesses
maybe she,
her?
I thought maybe she was
either
already
way.
An Inhuman that just hadn't gone through the transformation,
and she's
she
gone.
Didn't
well,
know it.
Yeah, but if this thing is not a Terrigen crystal.
No.
There's no Terrigen mist anywhere. So she's not going to get powers that way.
No, I don't think
she means
but if
thing,
this
Cammy
thing
thinks powers. That it Cammy's saying what if it destroyed her because she's actually Inhuman.
By some twist of fate.
Well, if she's
she
Inhuman,
has
this
the
thing
DNA.
Sucked her in, she's dead.
Right.
She's gone.
Right. If she's human, will it spit her back out?
Will it possess her? Will
think,
she come back out with
oh, I
powers
think,
of her
I think
own?
She'll, I think she'll be back.
Oh,
I think,
yeah.
she'll,
I
be
think
back.
She'll be back.
But we just have to figure
out. We just don't know what
we don't
be.
Know how. Yeah, or what kind of manifestation it'll be. She'll be affected by this thing.
Yeah,
so,
no
so it's basically it's not the standard Joss Whedon sudden death thing.
She'll be she'll be a river now.
Oh, that's
she's
scary.
A leaf on the wind.
Yep.
Well, that was
okay.
a shocker, though. That was
yeah,
a,
that
was a great
it
was,
one.
It was
shocker.
A surprise. It was a.
I mean, we
a,
were all feeling all
although,
good about the end of the show.
Just before it happened, when Fitz pushed the thing, I was like, "What was that? What did he just push?
What did he just do? Yeah."
And we're like, "Oh, he just slipped, you know."
But why didn't he? I mean, he pushed it. He had to have felt it. Why didn't he close it?
Because his brain is made of hand wavium.
He was trying to ask her out. It was getting
it
awkward.
It was very awkward.
And he slipped and he was embarrassed.
Quick
okay,
escape.
This is, I'm tired like, of these things. I'm tired of shows not
How else was that latch going to become unlatched?
Okay.
Well, you write
if
it into
that's
the
way. Yeah, that is the problem. Well, I mean, there's we've talked about this in the last couple of episodes with this show anyways. There's a certain amount
of... Yeah, I know. I just went through this with Grimm, though. Grimm did a whole bunch of stupid...
Yeah, it's in the last the things that have episodes. To happen to get you to the point where the things happen. Mm-hmm. And
right. Gee, like, how does that get open?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that the hand of the writer smacking me in the face a few thousand times? Yeah.
Although, yeah. I will say this, that there have been times when I have been in the presence of female object of affection and attention and stuff. And have done some rather stupid things.
But Jason,
did you release
noticed,
an alien rock?
No, did not release an alien rock.
In the same room with you, is there an unknown alien artifact that potentially could kill thousands and thousands of people? Now, and answer carefully, because odds are good if there was, and you were in fact sworn to secrecy, and this could be violating some sort of thing.
We've already established that my memory was shot.
Oh,
remember?
He's already had the Men in Black thing.
Yes, neuralizer.
There we go. Got it.
Too many times.
See, I'm protected.
Or the trip to Tahiti.
Well, now, here's the other thing, too.
It's a magical place.
Is, Cammy was pointing out, they're humans. They have nothing to worry about from this thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, no.
We don't know that.
Well,
whoa.
No. There's no assumption there. No, because up until this point, it's always been the Inhumans of saying this thing will destroy us because we're Inhumans.
Right.
Right. So
for reasons.
The story logic and the internal arguments and all of this stuff has always been. This is a Kree device. It'll destroy the Inhumans. That's been the worry.
And that's why they lock it up so that humans can't touch it.
And
so
that's
they
lock why everything they have up. It in behind, I don't know
okay.
what that is.
But
glass.
It's possible.
I think it's Magneto's cage.
I'm saying they may be thinking that since this is a Kree device, it will only affect Inhumans because of its alien nature.
Okay,
it
won't two things.
Because it doesn't react to humans. It reacts to Inhumans.
Two things. One, we have no evidence whatsoever that it only reacts to Inhumans because we've seen it react all the time.
Hasn't it gone to the waveform
you remember,
when it's
no,
just
because,
around humans?
No, when Gordon came in, popped in, and Lincoln.
It reacts to the liquid form every time we see it.
He said every time there's an Inhuman, every time we get close to it, it does
every
this.
Time. Well, how would he
we
know?
We saw it with humans, too.
He's though. Not there all the time. Okay, there's a couple. First of all, we have zero. The humans haven't studied this.
Yeah. They haven't even measured it like Old Faithful mentioned
the fact they have not done study. They have not studied this thing. So we don't know if it's deadly to humans. All we know is that it's inside a cage. Because no one, I suspect no one has gone up to lick it. odds are good, or would to poke it with a stick, because,
Did any monkeys touch it and become intelligent?
I don't know. It's a different network and a different comic universe. I am Grodd. but
and
no,
it was done very well, too.
There is zero evidence that it's only... And also bear in mind that the Inhumans were created by the Kree out of humans. So the idea that just because the Terrigen crystals kill humans and don't kill Inhumans, there's no way to know this thing isn't dangerous to humans. In fact, it could
be the psychopathic killer of alien rocks.
And quite frankly, we don't know it's Kree. We don't know any of these things. The Inhumans have said that it is, but they don't know what it is, and they haven't said what it does. So all it is it's a rock. What changes shape and goes. That's kind of odd.
It devours Simmons. That's what it does.
It's a Simmons eating alien rock. That's all we know for sure.
Feed me.
And quite frankly, that's not something you're likely to see. You know, it's not going to be on the tin going, what's inside? Why, it's a Simmons eating alien rock.
Do not expose to Simmons.
So,
this is the gray horta.
This is the gray. Oh, that's right. It's a really cool thing, and I love the effect, but it's also the MacGuffin.
Yeah,
it's the thing that it's like, oh, we must contain it. What is it? We must contain it. What is it? It's a thing that's a danger to us. Well, what does it do? It's a thing. No. You're answering the brilliant question.
Not only is it a MacGuffin, but it's a Chekhov's MacGuffin.
It's
yeah.
Because once it was introduced. You knew something at some point was going to happen.
But we also we don't even know if it's been fired yet. All we know is that it ate Simmons.
Well, that's what it is. It's Simmons eating the alien.
So far, that's the proof.
And now
that
it's eaten her, it's done.
Yeah,
it doesn't have anything else to do.
It's basically an alien form of a Venus flytrap.
There we go.
Audrey 3.
But only going after Simmons. So
rock form.
So far.
So far.
So the other surprise.
Who are you? I'm Agent Simmons.
There was another
Come
surprise.
With me.
It likes Scottish food for some reason.
Yes, well, the other surprise is as they're fighting Gordon, they've got Gordon trapped. We have Mac and Fitz and Coulson.
Because we have to say why they're there.
Because Mac has been guarding the Terrigen crystals that they've made up.
And this is in the HVAC room where they're going to release the crystals all over the ship.
Yes, and kill everybody.
And kill everybody.
Because that makes perfect sense.
Except for those who might be inhuman.
Right. Just by accident.
Yeah.
Because clearly they will immediately ditch their loyalty to S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. and join the Inhumans who've been killing off their friends and colleagues because...
Wait, that makes sense.
No, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
This is
a bad plan. So Fitz comes up with a device that traps Gordon in the room. And they stop him. Rather cleanly. Very, very, very nice little...
And yet, you have two of the three agents in that room are in extremely good physical shape.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are extremely well trained,
right?
And yet Gordon's mopping them up, room up with them, over and over and over again.
Well, he still can teleport within that quantum field.
But
he's still zapping around.
He just can't leave the room.
Yeah, but it's even when they get into the physical contact where these guys are actually physically beating each other.
Right.
I'm sorry. If Mac clocks you, you're going down. He just by sheer muscle mass. But you're gonna
he's superhuman.
Well, no,
I don't know.
Actually, he's a teleporter. That's all we know.
Yeah, we don't know he has any super strength.
And Coulson, Coulson knows how to hit somebody.
Well, Coulson clocked him with a wrench.
And that's it. Yeah. They're actually holding heavy objects that are
right.
So.
Yeah.
It's the fight scene goes on a ridiculously long.
Now the funny thing,
the fight scene ends very very cool.
Yeah,
but it goes on way too long for trained actual agent people in the room.
Get you used to seeing all that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you've got to get the surprise.
You got to build up to the.
You got to build up to the shock, and so Gordon's dead.
Well,
because he teleported into the middle of a pipe.
Yes, being helped by Fitz,
and
which. That scene, the initial appearance of that scene makes you think that you just lost Fitz.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right. Leaf on the wind.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, but turns out not. And
we have Simmons to get to go.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, see, and that's the misdirect.
Yeah.
That's the, oh.
Right.
Wow, everyone's going to be, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
She just got ate by liquid rock.
And Gordon, in his death throws, throws a Terrigen crystal out.
Like you do.
Yeah. Because he couldn't do that before.
Coulson manages to catch it at the last minute.
Right, barehanded.
Mm-hmm. After which we realize he shouldn't have touched that.
And he starts to turn into a rock.
And quickly thinking...
And Mac cuts his arm off.
The lone woodsman.
Yes. Well, that was quick thinking.
Yeah.
It was. It does.
And fortunate that his choice of weapon was an axe.
Well, it's what he had to hand.
No pun intended.
that's what he had.
It was very quick thinking.
Although it does surprise me.
Couldn't they have done that with the hand of the writer?
Oh, if only. Well, it does surprise me, though, that Coulson was affected by that because he's got Kree blood in him, we've known that it's had some effect.
Okay, but also remember, it's not like he's got a complete blood transfusion.
No, here. I know. And odds are his DNA was not affected, but still.
We also don't know how long it would have gone on because he quips later, at the tail end, he's talking about how Mac's staying because
he owes him.
He owes him for chopping off his arm without asking permission.
Uh-huh.
We don't know how far it would have gone. We don't know how much effect it would have had.
Right.
We don't know if Coulson could have sat there and gone, huh.
Mm-hmm.
I can still move. I got a hand made of stone. I'm Hellboy.
Or if maybe if the stone was a temporary thing and it would just kind of
crumbles off and
his hand goes off and he's a beautiful butterfly and he's like, ah, there's a beautiful butterfly on my arm.
Yeah. So we've got now Coulson with only one hand, one arm. Yes.
Until yes. next season, when we will be introduced to his new cybernetic arm.
Made by Tony Stark.
Made by Tony Stark.
Ooh. And he'll be Hook.
But then Tony Stark will have to find out that he's still alive.
So who would be Wendy? May.
May.
Mm. No.
Yeah. No? Yeah, it would be May because May's always been the Wendy's always been the babysitter. Mm-hmm. May Wendy's the adult in the room.
Right.
So May would be that. Yeah.
Although May is no longer in the room.
Well, speaking of May,
she
packed her lingerie and her gun, and she went on vacation.
That's right.
Like
she
do.
She needed a break from S.H.I.E.L.D., mm-hmm. and she deserved her break from S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's the first time that Coulson knows that she ever asked for vacation.
Yeah.
It's interesting that that arc for May kind of happened completely under the radar.
Yeah.
For everything that's been going on with all of the stuff that's happening.
Right.
And we've seen her ex-husband every now and again, and we see her talking, you know, and we saw some of the conversations tonight.
Right.
And so there's that crack in her defense mechanisms that really, if you go back and you look, you see the progression of that.
Sure, she's had to relive Bahrain.
But it hasn't been... It hasn't been one of these, you know, major beat you over the head with, hey, Captain Obvious here with the plot point.
Well, I thought it was well done.
Was it a week or two ago when she was, she had all of this, the way she was treating Coulson and blaming him, you know, holding a grudge against him for talking to her ex-husband, that whole stuff didn't make sense. Was it you and I that we were talking about that? Yeah, that none of that
it's
fit.
Like, how dare
none
you go to see a counselor and not tell me?
And that's what you do. Yeah. You go and talk to a counselor, and she knows that they would that Coulson and Alexander or
Andrew
would have patient client
confidentiality.
That could very well be a smokescreen. Let's say, okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm the one with the problem. Okay. You know, or you know,
yeah, we already know that. May's we've met.
Yes, yes, you've met me. May's the one with the problem. Coulson is going to go talk to Andrew about May's problem, but we're going to tell May that they're doing a counseling session. She's got no reason to believe that Coulson is having counseling sessions with Andrew. All she knows is that her friend and boss is talking to her ex-husband behind her back. And it's a very human thing for her to make an assumption that this has to do with her, that this is about her.
Yeah, but we're talking about
because
May.
Except she wasn't able to compartmentalize that part.
Because Coulson didn't tell her. And so it's a that makes it a personal thing rather than a professional thing.
Yes. In my mind, she went over the edge.
Yeah, I think so.
It makes her human.
Well,
I mean,
but there's
up until this
there's
point,
also,
she's just been this machine.
There's also a curious thing that happens there that doesn't really hold up for me either. And the fact is, Coulson is the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. This would be a spy agency.
Don't
and
have to tell you squat.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she has no business saying, you don't have the right to go talk to my ex-husband. Well, let's see. First of all, man, he's your ex-husband, so shut up. Second of all, I'm the head of S.H.I.E.L.D., so shut up.
And he also brought up about her talking to Fury behind his back.
Right. And so now, that doesn't make her argument and her being upset by it any less valid.
Right, but it also means Coulson doesn't owe her any explanation.
Exactly.
Right.
But now, because they're friends, you'd like to think that they would have that conversation and sit there and go, well, you know, this is why.
Yeah.
But in terms of actually, you know, strictly speaking, she's an employee.
But in my mind, the way I felt like she overreacted.
She did overreact.
And the way she then treated him as a traitor, that... It didn't fly with me.
It didn't fit her character.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
Although that was part of the writer stuff. It does make sense from a friendship standpoint, not a working relationship standpoint.
It didn't make sense character-wise for her to be acting that way. No, it didn't.
I don't know.
Considering her training, her background with Coulson.
I agree.
It didn't make sense.
Well, she does suppress a lot of things.
She does.
So maybe every so often something might leak out.
All right, we'll call it that. Well, we'll go with that.
It leaked. The thing was,
I think that it leaked out, but the way she then sides with Gonzales Shield. It becomes, and treats him like a traitor.
It becomes a it becomes a means to an end for the story.
Yes.
It's not, it's
but
not,
it's not character driven.
It doesn't feel like her.
Yeah.
Whereas this episode felt a lot more like her.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And
back in
and I think character. It's unfortunate because we've all gotten to the point where we actually like all the performances we're getting out of these
yes,
actors.
I do.
When yeah. they're written well.
Right. Yeah. But I want them to be character driven.
Mm-hmm.
Not, oh, we need to get to this point in the story, so you're going to do that.
Right, exactly. And that's
because yeah, that's going to get us there.
But you know, what TV show doesn't have those moments?
I don't know that any don't.
Well, but
I,
it's
annoying.
It becomes, it's like when the, it's the anvils from the sky moments. It's this thing like, right. Yo, could you hold this plot anvil for me? Thud, you know? It's like, oh, we need to actually get new shield and old shield together in the same thing. Let's have them invade, you know, just instead right. of, you know, let's not have a conversation. Let's actually have them physically attack the base. Thud, you know?
Well, by the way, our
yes.
split off multiple person people. Her name is Alicia.
Alicia.
Just
right.
to throw okay. that out there. Complete non sequitur, but
yeah,
you know,
we just kind of let her slide.
Well, I think the other thing too is you look at how long Edward James Olmos's contract was.
Yeah.
And
he's
done.
Stop mixing it up with the real world. I hate it.
Yeah,
I hate
know,
it when you do that.
Well, but you can also see, where the spinoff was maybe going to happen.
Yeah.
With Bobby and Hunter,
mm-hmm.
because you know her recovery and their surgeries,
right.
and
mm-hmm.
and now they're kind of making eyes at each other, and oh, you know,
yeah, and she says,
we've
I'm
got
not
our second
do this
chance
anymore.
Right then. Yeah. Right. Well. I still think there's a possibility that you could get a spinoff
mm-hmm.
and do with Bobby and Lance, you could do West Coast Avengers later,
mm-hmm.
after next season.
West Coast? You mean, is this like
West
NCIS
Coast
LA?
Kind of. West Coast, you've got...
What can of worms you're opening up?
Do you want to take it or shall I?
Let me get my notes out. Hang on.
Well, you've got the Avengers.
Writing.
Right, the Avengers are in New York. They're in Stark Tower.
Yes.
Now you're going to get two different Avengers because you've got two different bases now. You've got Stark Tower and you've got the base that they had at the end of Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
now you've got two places mm-hmm. because Civil War. You know, Cap's going to get the new base and Tony's going to have Stark Tower, and that's where they're going to split off. Right. Okay.
Ah.
But in the comic books, there was another group, and Bobby was actually with West Coast Avengers because, you know, if everybody's in New York and you've got something that happens in L.A., well, you've got travel time. So
that's right.
Let's base, you know, a group out in, on the West Coast in California. So I was thinking when they had talked about the spinoff with Lance and Bobby, I figured West Coast Avengers or Secret Avengers. When actually the setup at the end of this episode mm-hmm. with Coulson handing over the dossiers and to stuff to Daisy,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like maybe she's going to take that name.
Mm-hmm.
That leads us into Secret Warriors,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which looks like that's maybe instead of a Secret Warriors spinoff, season 3 is going to be Secret Warriors, and then the spinoff becomes West Coast Avengers after that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they definitely said the spinoff is still going to happen. They say it's still going to happen. It's just not going to happen this next season.
Oh, they're just delaying it.
Well, yeah, they wanted to keep Bobby and Hunter on the team.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because most of that was fan reaction. Fan reaction was like, oh, these are really good characters, mm-hmm. and the network is looking at it and going, well, why would we take two of our strongest characters away from the show because
mm-hmm.
they make
right.
the show better.
Right.
So yeah, I think. I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to get Secret Warriors next year, and not so much the Inhumans. I think the Inhumans is going to become the B story, the back burner story, just the subtext, because
yeah.
you've got Ward and Hydra and New and whatever
mm-hmm.
funky thing he's doing.
And you've got everybody returning their fish oil.
Yes,
right.
Because the other big takeaway is that this is how they just worked mutants into the, and I realize I'm not supposed to use that word when it comes to Marvel properties right now, but that's how they worked out mutants into the Marvel
And it was very nicely done.
It was nicely done.
Kind of.
So we kind of skipped over
that
part.
It's contrived, but it works.
Yeah, it's very much comic book logic.
Well,
it's like getting bitten by a radioactive spider.
Pollution happens, you know.
Apparently that works.
And apparently, yeah, clearly mm-hmm. it's a significant number of origin stories have involved a radioactive spider.
Well, now you remember what happened when Stan Lee drank that soda. You know, there was a reaction there. So, you know, the radioactive stuff and the Terrigen Mist now in the fish oil, it could very well have effect.
Yes, but it's going to be a reduced effect in all likelihood, and so you're going to have these. You'll have people with powers, but they won't be as big as, say, you know, a full-on teleporter or someone who can basically live forever by sucking the lifeblood out of other people. Or
so it's like energy. Mercury content in the bottom feeders, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's come down the food chain. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it gives them an opportunity that if they ever want to cycle the X-Men back into. Mm-hmm. The Marvel Universe.
There's an end.
There's a way to do it.
It's a Chekhov's fish oil.
So it is. Yes,
I would like to see some super powered fish now.
Well, I was kind of waiting for like
there were going to be some
rock fish.
Do not rule that out because
Aquaman.
Well, Namor.
Namor
is still floating out there, and the rights are very fuzzy on who's got the rights to him.
I think Universal still has it.
Yeah. So, but odds are good that they're probably not willing to fight too much if Marvel wants it back for a reasonable price. Because wouldn't that be awesome? It's like next season. What the?
Well, the thing is, Universal's not making any money off them right now.
Yeah, and Universal's Monsters series, where they're reviving the various classic monsters, hasn't seemed to got much steam to it.
Well, they're only one movie in with Dracula Untold, Dracula Reborn. What was that?
And
Because
like
right
I said,
now they're working on Invisible Man and Frankenstein.
Right.
And I think Werewolf is after that.
Yeah.
So they're just now getting rolling on all of that, building up momentum. But I think you're right. I think if we had Namor next year, it would be really kind of odd.
It would be very, very odd. It would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it would blow their budget completely. Wait, you want us to CG water? Oh, you bastards.
But wouldn't it take the wind out of the sails for DC if Marvel suddenly comes up with the water the water guy first?
That'd be wild.
It could, and I think that would be... Them would be fighting words.
It would be fun to see, though.
But I was concerned. There's a whole lot of hand of the writer stuff this season. There's a whole lot of do not stare directly at the Marvel Universe that we saw in the last few episodes and some tonight.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the complaints about Age of Ultron. Is that if you stare directly at the plot,
don't look too closely.
Things could get ugly.
Right.
So the question becomes, and we have a friend of ours, Kendall Sin,
who's on our Rogues Gallery.
So we should talk about the DC stuff. And we've talked about this before. We've said that it's awfully optimistic for these studios to have mapped out these many, many year futures for these film franchises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kendall gives it 2 years before it collapses in on itself. Now, Jeff Hackworth said 10 years. Mm-hmm. You I think said four or five.
If you can sustain it past that, if you can make it 4 or 5 without crashing and burning, you may have a chance. It's like you probably got a couple. You might have a couple decades in the way that Westerns did.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why they're introducing new characters instead of using the same ones over and over and over and over again.
Well, I think you run into the Western as a film and the Western as the television show. Yeah. Had different lifespans too.
Mm-hmm. True.
So I think that if whether or not Marvel may have a because they already have the established universe and film world, but they also may crash and burn quicker.
Maybe.
And leaving a vacuum open for Sony and DC. And
I don't know that Sony will recover. I think
Sony wouldn't be doing it with Spider-Man.
No.
It'd be some other superhero franchise.
But then, speaking of superhero franchises, you know what's coming next? The Incredibles 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, sweet. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
Well, and we're still adjacent because, you know, Disney. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Brad Bird on his press junket for Tomorrowland, I think Collider was talking to him, and they said well, hey, what's the story on Incredibles 2? He says that's the next one.
Oh, good.
So he's writing it now. Fabulous. He's starting to put together ideas and stuff. And they were asking him about the Underminer. He's like, I'm not going to tell you anything. So, but yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, mm-hmm. also in the Marvel Universe, sure. has said that he's already had conversations with Brad and said, I'm ready.
Sure.
I'm available.
Of course.
So it'll be fun.
There's a plot point that we haven't covered.
Pray tell.
It's, Sky's mom,
Jia Ying,
and her demise.
Right. It comes back to the whole thing of family, which another Kyle MacLachlan, great Kyle MacLachlan mm-hmm. moment, and an escape, and which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But
that one again, like Bobby, we didn't see it happen.
It's also like Hunter finding. What, last week or the week before?
Gordon, when they teleported in.
Randomly walking around the corner going, oh, there they are. And Mac randomly overhearing them carrying Sky in because, oh, there they are.
Right.
But
I like this moment because
it was a good moment.
He tells Sky or Daisy, he tells her, you don't have to live with this. I will.
Because mm-hmm. Daisy was having to kill her mother. Yeah. They were basically trying to kill each other.
Yep.
Well, and you...
Mama was sucking her laugh juice out.
You get the level of just madness that is there.
Too.
Because she was... It's like, if I gotta kill my kid and suck her life energy, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, and
feel the love, Mom.
And Cal already knows that he's a monster, and so it's probably easier for him to say, "Okay, I'm already a monster. I'll be a monster this one last time to protect my kid."
Yeah. No, I think
no. He did not want his daughter to live with doing that.
Right, but the act of killing Jia Ying is in defense of his daughter.
Yes,
I mean, right.
Ultimately, because this all goes back to, you know, I made a promise to protect my child.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's what he tells her.
That's what he tells her. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. But I think, the discussion that he had with Coulson, mm-hmm. I think the point was pretty hammered through that Cal himself. They're making a distinction between Cal being a monster and Cal doing monstrous things.
Right.
Right.
And here in this case, of the two of them, Cal was the lesser monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
He was driven by his daughter's safety.
Right, whereas his former wife was driven by...
The madness. Revenge. Power.
Yeah, craziness, all the craziness. Well,
and your question right in the middle of all of this during the episode when she was talking about kill them all, mm-hmm. And you were saying, well, what about the Avengers and why are they targeting S.H.I.E.L.D. mm-hmm. as opposed to everyone? She pretty much laid out the case that in her mind, S.H.I.E.L.D. was created specifically to hunt them down.
To protect now, Earth against
whether
people
it's
like
true or not.
Protect,
you
hunt people like her, not specifically the Inhumans. And Coulson has a certain amount of we created the mess we're in.
Right.
Discussion with Sky at the end. Mm-hmm. Daisy Sky, Sky Daisy.
Yeah.
yes.
But
Skazy.
Skazy. Daisy.
Daisy. Daisy.
Daisy.
Just call her Quake or
Quake,
well, you know,
or Trimmer. Tremors. Yeah. I like that. That'd be a lot more fun, actually.
And Tremors and No Eyes. He's like,
really?
although Quake is her official designation.
I know, but Tremors is fun.
Tremors is great. Yeah.
But it's still a flawed argument that from an emotional standpoint, from a madness standpoint, holds up to a degree. But from a purely tactical standpoint.
But she's not a soldier.
Then don't start a war. that's kind of been an issue actually for several of the things is that we saw a lot of really questionable tactics, mm-hmm. both on the S.H.I.E.L.D. side of things. On the, pick a side you're on. It's been like, really? That's mm-hmm. your plan? Why does have you? okay.
Well, and people flip-flop. You know, they brought 33 back and said, oh, she's cured. She's great. She's back on the team.
But she's
back
not.
Into action.
Hey, the best tactical plan we had was May going, tell him where we are. Tell him where we're going to be. Go on.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
It's like, oops. So, yeah, no, it's, I don't know, it's, it ended much stronger than I thought it was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended with much more coherence.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after the last few episodes where it's been like, why are we doing this?
Yep. I did like the way they
Where ended. Am I going to put all these plot anvils? They're filling up the room. I got nowhere to move. I'm stuck in the corner and I can't get out because I'm surrounded by plot anvils.
Yep. I like the way they ended with Cal's situation.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
His new memories.
Yep.
And yet, you know it's going to come back to haunt them. Because of all the sweet, kind-hearted, stupid decisions you can make is put the guy who's kind of crazy, sweet though he may ultimately be, he's kind of a murdering crazy person.
And you're giving him surgical instruments again.
Let's put him out amidst the public. Good plan.
He also stated that his madness was tied to his family.
Yes.
And if they wiped out the memory of his family.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that the decades of the substance abuse that he has done to himself.
All those Tic Tacs.
All the Tic Tacs.
Peppermint.
Has left no lasting damage of any kind.
Well, and that may be one of the reasons why they set him up in a veterinary clinic, because you know, animal therapy is a thing.
It is a thing.
And maybe it's enough.
This is true.
Plus the Tahiti program that right. gets him mm-hmm. to the point where he doesn't have triggers. But you know they're gonna watch him.
Oh, and yet the Tahiti program ended so well for everyone involved.
No.
Yes, but Cal didn't die.
That's true.
Well, thank heavens for small favors.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Coulson going through the program and all of that is going to be a lot different because Coulson's dead.
But also remember that there were other people who went through the program as well and who did not do as well.
Right.
And there was a reason why the program shut down. But the thing to also bear in mind is that this leaves them an opening to bring Cal back.
Yes. If Twin Peaks doesn't happen.
Whether as a hero or a villain. Mm-hmm. Because it would be kind of fun if there's a little thing where, you know, Coulson's office is, you know, in case of emergency, break glass, where you've got basically, you know, it's like, no one can save Sky now. Crash. You know, like, tink, tink, tink. What happened to that glass? I don't know.
Yes.
And suddenly, at a veterinary office.
Far, far away.
Exactly. I mean, because it would be great because you could actually do that. You could even it actually work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'll see you and I'll raise you.
A mini Hulk. But I think it's interesting. Mr. Hyde. I think it's also interesting that they're setting Daisy up in such a prominent role now after 2 years, you know, we've got Chloe Bennett, who's not a well-known actress.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know, before this, she was a singer.
Yeah.
More than anything else. And they're giving her such a prominent role to play for next season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's consistent with Quake's position in the Marvel Universe.
Well,
but you'd think they'd take more time to get there.
Well, but here's the other thing is that we may not know that she may not be in the most prominent position next season. We don't know what the story plan is.
Yeah, but if they follow the Secret Warriors, which they kind of are starting to look like they are.
It doesn't have to mean that she may not even, she could be like the C-plot.
Yeah, but Coulson's already treating her like she's in charge of the team.
Okay.
She's second in command of the team.
But that doesn't mean we have to sit there and follow her hunt for these. That could be a whole separate plot thread.
Well, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
It does not have to be the driving force the of season three. Mm-hmm.
No, because the main thing of season three is going to be Ward Hydra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ward Hydra.
Yeah.
Hydra Ward. Hydra Ward. Ward Hydra.
Keep trying.
Or the mysterious
Simmons eating rock,
yeah, or both. They'll intersect somewhere.
Probably. Mm. I wonder if it eats wards too.
I don't know.
We have to stop Ward Hydra from stealing the Simmons eating rock.
Maybe they will spit out a strange.
Quick, this all the Secret Warriors.
Yes, that could be it. All right. I don't know when the next time we're going to do it.
75% of this season was really, really good. I was really happy.
75%?
I'll give it 75%.
I'd say a little over that, but I wouldn't give it a... I wouldn't give it a 90, but I would give it a more than 75.
I'd lean toward 80-ish. 80, 85. Not, you know, between case. 75 and 80.
Had a good beat. I'd give it an 83.
But can you dance to it?
Frisbee. Far out.
I'm close to 85. I really enjoyed the season.
Yeah, it was much better than the first season.
Sure. Yes.
Well, the pacing and their timing was much better this year.
Yeah, and still had some issues this season, but not near as many. Yeah. And a lot of that probably has to do with the fact they didn't have to worry so much about the movie tie-in.
Well, gee, because there just wasn't any.
And everything else. Well, there was, but
it was late in the season, though.
Yeah, but the entire season didn't hinge on what happened in
well,
the movie.
But,
now
but we,
changes everything else.
But we ended up having the difference being the entire season or half the season being dealt with. Or I will now take 4 minutes to explain our connection to the movie, the biggest movie event of the year until Star Wars comes out.
And
you didn't see any of the TV show in the movie.
Well, no, because no. Joss, but I wonder if
he's done.
If the 4 minutes in the TV show has more of a connection with stuff that got deleted from the 2 hours and
from
20 some odd minutes that we actually got on screen, because there's a lot of stuff that got cut.
When they released Director's Cut, we find out.
There just wasn't that much, though.
I don't think so.
That we know of.
But I just don't
know. There's more in the cave.
No, I mean wasn't that much in the 4 minutes.
I know,
was
and what I'm saying is I'm wondering if there's only 4 minutes in the show because more in the movie that didn't end up in
you've
the
got,
movie.
Well,
you've got your
director's cut.
You've got your 42 minutes. You got your 42 minutes of show, and if you're going to spend 4 minutes on the thing, we're acknowledging the movie. We're sitting there and
going,
right. But I'm saying they figured the 4 minutes was enough because there was originally going to be more in the movie that explained all of that, and it ended up not in the movie.
But the big explanation was, and here's where we got the new helicarrier, which nobody was asking. Nobody in the audience sat there and went, "Hang on a second. Where'd they get that helicarrier from?
Where you been keeping that?
This is a gigantic plot hole. I demand a refund."
Well, there was some discussion on the internet about that.
The internet is full of people asking dumb questions.
That one?
That's very question.
Well, but you know what? We do that to these films. We tear them apart. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you that 99.999% of the audience didn't care. All they knew was Nick Fury showed up with a helicarrier, said, "We pulled it out of mothballs because..." Well, here's a thought. S.H.I.E.L.D. was a pretty big organization. They probably had more than 3 helicarriers. Huh.
There might have been
a warehouse with some stuff in it.
Might have been.
Or if you go to the movie Contact, say, why have one when you can have two at twice the price?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just, it was like, we didn't need a big explanation going. We didn't need, and even the explanation we got, again, we come back to the anvils, it's a bad explanation.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad we're past it. This was a good ending to the season.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Well, now
next
season though, you got to wonder if we're going to have some issues next season as well, because we're going to lead into Civil War. And Civil War is going to be right toward the end of the season because it's going to hit in May. So it's going to be right there at season finale time.
Tell you what, I think it hits better at the end of the season than it does in the middle of the season.
Because it comes out May 6th, which is going to be at the very beginning of May sweeps of 2016. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to be exactly, depending on how they time it, we're not going to be exactly at season finale. So the last 3-4 episodes of season 3 are going to be post Civil War.
See, and I think it's going to trip us up like first season because you end up spinning your wheels as you wait for
the pacing would be bad.
Unless they use season 3 to help build some of that going into Civil War.
Sure, it's a possibility.
They did a much better job this year with it.
But especially since this is not going to be as much tied into, since Joss Whedon is done making these movies for a while.
Right.
if he comes back, great.
It may not hold up one for the other then.
Well, I think the index is going to play a factor. I think what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is contributing to the overall storyline is going to be the index, and that's going to be the foundation for the whole.
Right, but you could see more interaction of the TV universe with the movie universe.
Mm-hmm. Post Joss.
Yeah.
Yep. I think you're right. Okay, now post season 2. This is our final weekly episode. We will be back probably on a regular-ish schedule monthly between here and September. So we will take a break and regroup with a couple of weeks and just kind of take a breather, go to Tahiti.
It's a magical place.
And it is. It is a magical place. And after we recharge our batteries a little bit, we will be back with another episode of Level 117. In the meantime, there are other podcasts here that you can enjoy. Sci-Fi for Chicks, H2O, The Rogues Gallery, where we talk about DC Comics stuff. There's a Week in Review over on our TV channel, over on YouTube. Just look for Sci-Fi for Me, any of those places. You can subscribe to our podcast. You can send us an email. Let us know what you think about the season. Level1187@sci-fi-for-me.com. We are on all the social medias. All of them.
All of the relevant ones.
All of them except MySpace or Reddit.
Does MySpace still exist?
It does. Yes,
it does. Yeah. It's become for music.
It's primarily a music platform, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Google Plus,
Pinterest.
Yes. And if you are into cosplay, well, we've redone the Pinterest boards to focus completely on cosplay. So if you're into making costumes, you build props, or you just like to look at photographs of cosplayers, there's some really good stuff out there. We've redone all of our Pinterest to cosplay, and it seems to be working pretty well. So that's going to do it here. We're done working for now. I want to thank my panel. Cammie Settle.
Good night.
Maya Aids.
Good night.
Tim Harvey.
Good night.
Dan Handley.
Good night.
And I'm Jason Hunt. And we will be back with another episode of Level 117 soon. Good night.
This has been a presentation of SciFiForMe.com. Copyright 2015 by Flaming Dog Media, LLC. All rights reserved. No portion of this program may be retransmitted without the express written consent of Flaming Dog Media. This is Sci-Fi For Me Radio.